from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Australia has begun the task of selecting for resettlement 12,000 refugees from the crisis in Syria. The first group is expected to arrive before late December. Sydney's Lakemba district is one of Australia's most multicultural areas, and it has become a haven for a family in the Syrian cities of Homs, which fled to Lebanon before arriving as refugees in Australia at the start of the year. He says life in Homs is very bad, and there's killing all the time. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down over eastern Ukraine by a Russian-made Buk missile, according to the Dutch Safety Board's conclusion in its Tuesday final report on the July 2014 crash that killed all 298 people on board. This is the Safety Board head, Jibba Jastra, presenting the report.
Flight MH17 crashed because of a 9N314M warhead detonated outside the aeroplane above the left side of the cockpit. This warhead fits the kind of missile that is installed on the Buk surface-to-air missile system.
The long-awaited findings of the board, however, did not specify who launched that missile. Iran's parliament passed a bill Tuesday approving the country's nuclear deal with a group of six world powers. The state-run IRNA news agency said lawmakers voted 161 for and 59 against the bill, with 13 abstaining. Under the deal, Iran will limit its nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions that have badly hurt the country's economy in recent years. This is a big step for the deal to move forward. This is VOA News. European observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appeared to be free and fair. The comments Tuesday from the EU observer team and its chief, Frank Engel, are at odds with opposition candidates who say the election was rigged to favor President Alpha Conde and should be annulled. A four-page statement from the EU team said the poll was marred by technical errors, such as unalphabetized voter lists and confusion over when polling stations should close. However, in an interview with VOA, Engel said that the massive ballot box stuffing and vote rigging alleged by the opposition could not be verified by EU observers. Three Israelis have been killed in a new wave of shooting and stabbing attacks by Palestinians in Jerusalem and elsewhere. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The escalating Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians come at a time of stalemate in the peace process. Israeli analyst Moshe Amirav believes Israel should make the first diplomatic move.
We are the strong one. We are ruling the West Bank and Jerusalem. It's up to us to initiate new ideas and arrangements with the Palestinians.
Israel says it is prepared to return to the negotiating table today without preconditions. But the Palestinians say Israel's expansion of West Bank settlements and its refusal to withdraw to the 1967 borders means there is nothing to talk about. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Insurgents fired rockets at Russia's embassy in Damascus Tuesday, and what Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called an act of terror meant to intimidate those who support the fight against Islamic State militants. The two rockets struck the embassy compound as hundreds of people rallied outside in support of Russia's two-week-old military campaign in Syria. There was no immediate report of any casualties. The social messaging platform Twitter said Tuesday that it was cutting 8% of its workforce, or 336 jobs, in a restructuring of the company under the newly returned chief executive Jack Dorsey. The layoffs come just 2 weeks after Twitter brought back Dorsey as one of its co-founders as a permanent CEO in an effort to tackle problems that have slowed user growth at the messaging service and compounded steady financial losses. The Democrats looking to become the next U.S. president will get their turn in a round of debate Tuesday as they take the stage in Las Vegas for the first one of the 2016 election campaign. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her status as a frontrunner will put her at the center of the debate. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.